Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are going to be doing another deep dive.
Yeah.
Into a pretty fascinating contrast we found.
Oh, yeah.
In the book of Joshua.
Absolutely.
And this contrast comes from a teaching we were looking at by Dr. David Howard.
Oh, yeah. He's a good one.
Yeah. And it's all about these two figures, Rahab and Achan from chapter 6 and 7.
Yeah. Fascinating stories.
And, you know, and what's so interesting is one of them, one of these characters, she's... She starts out as a Canaanite, but she ends up embracing the faith of Israel and totally finding salvation through it.
Right.
But the other character, the other guy, he is born an Israelite.
Yeah.
But he ends up going in the total opposite direction, straying from his faith and having a really tragic ending.
Yeah. Talk about a tale of two destinies, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's what we're going to be diving into today.
I love it.
So let's start with Rahab.
Okay.
So we first meet her in chapter 2.
Okay.
And she's a Canaanite woman,
right?
Living in Jericho. And the Israelite spies show up at her doorstep.
Yeah.
And she decides to hide them.
Big decision.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Huge.
What do you think, like, what stands out to you about that choice that she makes?
Well, I mean, for me, what's really striking is that this is a huge act of faith.
Right.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
She's risking her life to protect these total strangers.
Right.
Just because she believes in their God.
Yeah.
I mean, she's only heard the stories, right, about what this God has done.
Right.
And she's like, you know what? I'm going to put my trust in him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in.
And it's not just like a, you know, like a passive belief. Like,
oh, absolutely not.
She's not just saying like, oh, yeah, okay, I believe.
No.
She's like, she takes action.
She puts her neck on the line.
Yeah.
She hides these guys. She lies to protect them.
Right.
She even helps them escape.
Right.
You know, like her faith.
Yeah.
It's not just theoretical. It's like it's demonstrated through her actions.
Absolutely. And then so the Israelites, they conquer Jericho, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 6.
Yep.
And because she helped those spies, she and her family are spared.
Saved because of her faith.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine like what was going through her head when the walls of Jericho are literally crashing down?
Right.
Around her.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew that she and her family were safe because of that risk that she took.
Because she stepped out in faith.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
pretty incredible.
What a testimony to the power of like trusting in something bigger than yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when everything around you seems totally uncertain.
Right.
You know, her story has...
Yes.
But it has implications way beyond her own personal salvation, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it foreshadows this much bigger idea.
Yeah.
This idea of the inclusion of non-Jewish people into God's family.
Yeah, you're right. Because it's like, up until this point, you know, it's the Israelites, it's the chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, what about everybody else?
Right, yeah.
And her story really kind of challenges that idea, right?
Absolutely.
That it's just about ethnicity or cultural background.
No, it's about your heart.
Right.
It's about where you place your trust.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
And then you have this other guy.
Yeah.
Achan.
Oh, yeah, Achan.
And his story takes place in chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an Israelite.
Yeah. He's one of the chosen people.
Yeah, part of the chosen people.
Yeah.
And he makes a choice.
Yeah.
That leads to his downfall.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, it's a rough story.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
So the Israelites have just conquered Jericho.
Right, right.
And God very specifically instructs them.
Very clearly, don't take any of the spoils of war.
Right.
Like anything.
Yeah.
It all belongs to him.
You know, leave it alone.
It's all devoted, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But Achan, you know, he sees this beautiful robe and like some silver and gold, and he's just like...
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. He can't resist, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I gotta have it.
Yeah, I gotta take it.
So he hides it in his tent.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Thinking he can get away with it.
Yeah.
Which, it's interesting, right? Because, you know, it seems like a small act, right?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Right.
But
it's a big deal.
It has huge repercussions.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not even just about breaking a rule.
Right.
It's about breaking trust.
Yeah.
You know, God gave a very clear command.
Right.
And he disobeyed.
Right.
Like, that shows a lack of faith right there.
Right. He's saying, I don't trust that God's going to provide.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I need to take matters into my own hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, because of his actions, Achan is destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his family is destroyed, too.
It's tragic. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's just a really, really tough consequence.
Yeah.
It's such a stark contrast to Rahab's story.
Total opposite.
Yeah. Where her faith leads to life and inclusion.
Yeah. Blessing.
Yeah. And his leads to destruction.
Really flips the script, doesn't it?
It really does.
Like, you have Achan, born an Israelite,
yep.
supposedly one of God's chosen people,
right.
but because of his disobedience,
right.
he faces a fate similar to the Canaanites.
Yeah, the people that they were supposed to,
I know, right?
Like, conquer.
Wild.
Yeah.
And then you have Rahab, a yep. Canaanite,
right.
saved and welcomed into the Israelite community just
yeah.
because of her faith.
It's pretty amazing.
It really makes you think, you know?
It does. Like,
what does it really mean to belong? Is
yeah.
it about, you know, our family history,
or right.
our bloodline?
Right.
Or is it about something deeper?
Yeah, something more about our choices.
Yeah, our actions.
Yeah.
You know, what we align ourselves with.
Yeah, and if faith could bridge those divides back then, you know,
yeah.
and reshape destinies the way it did with these two.
Absolutely.
What does that mean for us today? You know,
it's something to think about, that's for sure.
It really is.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you later.